Welcome to Lilydale Radio, featuring topics about spiritualism, mediumship, healing, spirituality, and the Lilydale Assembly, the world's largest center for the religion, philosophy, and science of spiritualism. This is Lilydale Radio.
Hello, this is John White, and here we are on Lilydale Radio. Well, it's been snowing quite a lot down here in Lilydale, but of course, I would know exactly because I'm in Florida doing the show. But our hearts are still in Lilydale, just like your hearts. Lilydale is one of the largest, in fact, the largest spiritualist community in the world. And it's been there well over 140 years. And many, many people come in the summertime to Lilydale to receive classes and different types of mediumship and development. They come for healing. They also come to get counseling and communicate with our loved ones who have passed on. So spiritualism has different spiritual gifts that we work with. And they talk about these gifts in the Bible. And in Corinthians, it talks about the ability to discern the spirit, which simply means that the spirit people, just like you and I, give ourselves away by our energy. And when we resonate on that higher energy, then basically we can be aware of the fourth dimension and beyond. So again, my name is John White, and come you to the Journeys of the Light. If someone would like to call in, talk about subjects that are related to spiritualism or intuition or healing, please call at 818-739-8818. That's 818-739-8818. And we'll be expressing that phone number throughout the show. Well, Joyce Kelly is our host, and she is here on board with us. Hi, Joyce.
Hi there, and hello to everybody out there listening. We are back after a little hiatus, unintentional hiatus. John was on one of his lengthy 10 to 12-day silent meditation retreats, and of course, we've been traveling and very busy with classes. So we are excited to be back on the air and hopefully get to hear from some of you out there with your stories of a mystical nature, sharing your special spiritual dreams and psychic and mediumship experiences, as well as special healing experiences. Now, John, you have experienced several healing experiences of your own through a dream. I know that some people have experienced it through various kinds of healings, both, you know, in Lilydale and places like Lilydale, and at my father and stepmother went to a place not far from where they live in Holliston, Massachusetts. It's called Fatima Shrine. And Fatima Shrine is a place, of course, devoted to the Mother Mary. And right across from Fatima Shrine, there's a little place called Batania where they had apparitions of Mother Mary. And if you follow anything like that, you know that she has appeared also in Medjugorje, the former Yugoslavia. And many miracles surround her appearances, and she often gives messages. And in any event, when my father and stepmother went for their own healings, my father said that he always prays to the Holy Spirit, for the Holy Spirit to come. And when he was finished receiving a healing, someone walked up to him and he said, "I saw the Holy Spirit all around you." And my stepmother, who always talks to Mary, someone approached her and said, "I saw Mary standing behind you." So it's really amazing, you know, these special moments and experiences can happen at any time and anywhere. And John, tell us about one of the mystical experiences that you have had.
Well, first of all, thank you, Joyce. Now, first of all, you know, there's a saying that it's possible to be lonely, but it's impossible to be alone. Well, I'd like to just start off by telling just a little story about Ramdas, Timothy Leary. And his teacher was passing on, and he said to his teacher, "Please don't go." And of course, his teacher says, where can I possibly go? So the spirit world is just a dimension away. And so we're all here. And one of the forms of mediumship, of course, is healing. I remember many, many years ago that I had extreme kidney stones, and I was about to go off to the hospital, and I fell asleep that evening in pain, and simply listening to stories of Jesus going through the different towns on my little tape recorder and people getting healing. And in the middle of my sleep, I slipped into what is known as lucid dreaming. So lucid dreaming is, for instance, you're dreaming, but you become conscious inside the dream. It's a very awakened state. And I remember seeing Jesus in the distance. Now, I didn't see his face, but I recognized his energy. And that energy walked towards me, and I heard him calling my name. And he touched my hands, and I woke up in bed, physically, I should say, and I had no more kidney stones in my body. So it is possible through dreams that different saints and beings of light can come and heal you. I remember another story. I was in Brazil a couple of years ago, and with a very well-known medium called John of God, and there's a waterfall there. And for those of you who believe the possibility of this, they say that John the Baptist, the spirit of John the Baptist, basically takes care of the waterfall. And so I went into the waterfall, and all of a sudden, I came out of the waterfall. Of course, it was cold, but I lit up like a light bulb, and I became extremely radiant. And I do believe that I was healed of a very serious disease at that time. And so, you know, in mediumship, one of the gifts of the spirit, again, like we were saying, is the gift of healing. But you know what? All different forms of mediumship is for the purpose of healing. For instance, as a medium, as a mystic, if you say the right thing to the right person at the right time, you can heal them right there. So, you know, that little book called The Four Agreements, it says, be impeccable with your word. And you know, when a master teacher who is very evolved and resonating on a higher frequency tells you that you're healed, just the essence of their being heals you. And so that's why it's important for those of you who are out there that would like to develop your mediumship and your intuition, it is important that you raise your vibration. As Einstein said, it's all energy. That's all there is to it. Create the frequency of the reality you want, and you cannot help but to create that reality. This is not philosophy, it's physics. And so now in quantum physics, there is also an answer for healing and mediumship. And we're so excited that even the scientists that study physical things and string energy and things like that are beginning to accept the possibility of other dimensions. I remember seeing a documentary about Einstein. And well, here's one of my favorite Einstein sayings. The intuitive mind is a sacred gift, and the rational brain is a faithful servant. We have created a society where we honor the servant and forgotten the gift. And so on the desk of Einstein, just before he passed on, he was working on a paper to prove parallel lifetimes, parallel dimensions, okay? And so when you learn how to meditate, you actually go into those parallel lifetimes and your energy goes into higher vibrations because it's all about frequency. You know, and people come who want to get healing, and they say, well, how can I receive healing in my life? Well, again, healing, I believe, is also a frequency. So, for instance, this may sound oversimplified, but you could raise your frequency by listening to beautiful music. Okay? You could raise your frequency by meditating. You could raise your frequency by going into a beautiful church. And so there's many different ways that you can raise your own frequency and to get in touch with the divine spark of love and healing that is in you.
And John, you know, miracles and healings, and one of the interesting things that I have read about is in the autobiography of Yogananda, autobiography of a yogi by Yogananda. And it's kind of funny, one of his sisters was, he recounts this, that one of his sisters was extremely skinny. And, you know, in India sometimes, or at least the time when he was alive, being that thin was very unattractive. And her husband just would not, you know, it was an arranged marriage, and he really did not find her appealing at all. And he was just really bothered by how thin she was. And no matter what she did, she could not gain weight. And she tried everything. Of course, most of us don't have that problem, but she did. And, you know, her brother was, you know, they had a normal brother-sister relationship, even though he was yogi and holy and all that. And, but, you know, to her, he was still her annoying brother. And he still had a little bit of an ego about everything. So he kind of taunted her a little, but he said, listen, I'll tell you what. You say these prayers and do what I tell you, you know, some spiritual disciplines, and we will make sure that you are blessed with, you know, some extra weight. So sure enough, she does exactly what he says, and she gains all the weight, and everybody, it's a happy ending. Everyone's happy all around. But there's, you know, another story in there about Nun. I think she's from Germany. And she had the exact opposite in a certain way. And she had a problem with eating. She ate too much. And she felt that this was getting in the way of her spirituality. And so she asked God for help with that. And what happened is that she completely lost her appetite for anything. She didn't have to eat. In fact, she never ate. She only drank water. And that happened for many, many years. But she was, you know, healthy and happy. And so there are all sorts of supernatural healings that can take place and answers to prayers that are just not explainable by science.
Okay. And if you have a story to share with us, you can call us at 818-739-8818. Again, 818-739-8818. And I believe they can also text us, can't they, Joyce?
That is right. And if you would like to text a question, as some people are a little bit too shy to call in and ask, the number to text is 716-467-55. Again, that number is 716-467-5552.
Okay. You know, Joyce was talking about Paramahansa Yogananda. Well, I just have to tell you this story. Steve Jobs, basically, before he passed on, his last talk that he gave to the company, he put a book in a bag, a brown paper bag, and he said, I want you to read this book. If you don't read anything else this year, I want you to read this book, because it is this book that has inspired me. And guess what the book was? Autobiography of a Yogi by Paramahansa Yogananda. That's right, because both Steve Jobs and also Ram Dass, two Americans who went to India, went to be and spend time with different yogis and got a lot of inspiration. And so we want you also to realize that, you know, that you also have that potential of healing, and you also have that potential of awakening the higher self. So I believe we're going to go online. I'm going to take a phone call. I'm going to take a phone call right now at 716-495-4631. Hello, are you on the air? Hello.
Hello.
How are you? Hello?
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes. John? John?
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Okay.
Can you
Welcome
hear me?
To the show. Yes, I can hear you fine. Do you have a story to tell us or share with people?
I used to be able to see images at nighttime, and I haven't been able to see anybody for a while. My name is Ellie.
Okay. So are you asking me what how come you're not seeing anybody in the next, how come you're not seeing things intuitively? Is that what you're asking?
Yes, I haven't seen anybody for a while now.
Okay. Now, you know, sometimes we go through different stages. I'm a medium, and sometimes I'll go through a stage where I see a lot of different spirits and have very beautiful experiences. And other times I don't see anything for myself. Although, you know, I do read and see things for other people. So I wouldn't be discouraged, because I get a feeling, don't worry, it will come back again. Is there somebody on the other side of life that you would like to hear from?
My sister had just passed in November, 24th of this past year.
Okay. Now I'm going to ask you a question. You just say yes or no, okay, honey? Did your sister have a cancerous condition? Did your sister have a cancerous condition before she passed on?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the reason why I am able to do that is that I'm medical intuitive, and so my vibration is being able to tune into people on the other side of life who had passed on with a disease. Now, I don't want you to think that your sister has that disease now, but it was easier for her to come to me. Actually, this may sound unusual to you, I get a feeling from her that she's the one that really, behind the scenes, got you to phone into the show tonight. Okay? Now, was there a perfume or a favorite flower of hers?
She liked it, roses.
Okay, because I'm not smelling it, but I'm supposed to talk about a fragrance, okay? So sometimes I believe what your sister is trying to say, that when she comes around you, she will give you the beautiful fragrance of roses. Now, I don't know why I'm seeing a yellow rose as I'm tuning into you. I don't know, but I'm seeing a yellow rose as I'm tuning into you. I also get a feeling of your father's mother. Did you know your grandmother on your father's side of the family?
No.
No. No. Okay. Well, no, just a moment. Just in case they have the wrong grandmother. Were you close to the other grandmother?
My mother's grandmother, yes.
Okay.
I mean, my mother's mother.
Now, yes. Okay. Now, my misinterpretation. I saw a yellow rose. Now, a yellow in roses means friendship. Okay. So I really feel. In fact, she's coming closer to me. She loves you very much, and she wants your approval, but she would like to appear in a dream of yours. Do you understand what we mean by lucid dreaming?
Yes.
Okay. She wants to appear in a dream of yours. Okay? Now, they're talking about your brother. Do you have a brother?
Yes, I have three.
Okay. There must be one that you're thinking about. Have you been thinking about one of your brothers in the last little while?
Yes, my younger brother.
What's his name?
Danny.
Okay, let me go visit Danny. I'm being told that he has literally overcome a lot in the last little while. Okay. So I really do feel very clearly that he's about to change his life, and things are definitely getting a lot better for him. And I do believe it's coming from that beautiful grandmother. Okay. We have to go. I'd like to thank you very much for calling in the show, honey. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And next, we have a caller from Tampa. This is Mike, and he has some things he'd like to ask you, John, about meditation and intuition. And he's got a very specific question about, it's very cool, so I'll just let Mike explain. Mike, are you there?
Yeah.
Hi, Mike. How are you tonight?
Hey, John. How's it going? Hey, John, I wanted to bounce something off you and see what your thoughts were.
Okay.
I was meditating last week, and it felt like I had like electrical bolts or rays coming from like my third eye area. I could see like a light, like a fractal type light from my third eye area, but then like the electrical bolt like going down into my heart, and it felt like there was work getting done inside my heart.
Okay. My first impression is, in the last little while, I've been learning more about the nadis. That's the different channels of energy. Okay? And so,
Okay. Obviously,
there's, let's just say that obviously energy was traveling through the heart to the, from the third eye to the heart. So there must have been a passageway that has opened. Has there been something different happening in your intuition in the last little while also? Did you notice any, you know, any
one thing I've noticed over the last year was that I told you this before. Actually, you saw this in my psyche years and years ago before I ever even saw it myself. But I saw sacred geometry on the ground and in the stars and, you know, in different places. Like I'd see these beams of light. Sometimes when I'd look, just look out, I'd see like a bunch of little stars, even like just right before my eyes, and look like almost like the molecules or whatever in the air were just connecting as little stars. If that makes any sense.
Yeah. Now, you know, there is sacred geometry inside of you. You know, you've heard the saying, as above, so below, as within, so without. As is the human body, so is the cosmic body. As is the cosmic body, so is the cosmic mind. So so now you may have, now again, you could say that the chakras are also sacred geometry. Okay, and different passageways. You know, as I'm talking to you, Mike, I am sensing what I would call a master teacher with you. Okay, and I get a feeling of Egyptian for some reason as I'm tuning into this. Okay, and I feel as though what he's saying to me, in the next little while, you two also in, I think it's not just meditation; it's in some kind of spiritual dreams or trance-like states. You'll be inspired to teach different classes. You'll be inspired to prepare a lesson plan. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Now, again,
because I've actually intuitively I've been feeling like something's on the forefront. I can feel like I'm going through some kind of radical energetic change.
Okay.
So I felt like I'm going to be doing something. I'm not exactly sure who or what with.
Okay. Well, again, obviously, you know, the third eye is the intuitive mind where you see into the next dimension. Okay. And obviously, since it was going from your third eye to your heart, I'm intuitively getting an impression that there's some type of opening up of the heart, purification of the heart.
Okay, so I was doing some fasting too last week. A few days of fasting while I was doing the meditating.
Okay. Well, obviously,
okay.
It had effect.
And you know how when you're fasting, the energy changes.
Yeah. Fasting can be very healing if you do it right. Yeah. Okay,
right.
Mike.
And I was just pretty much drinking holy water.
Oh, beautiful. Beautiful.
As I was fasting.
Mike, I'm in, right now I'm in, where am I? Ellenton. You know where that is?
Oh, you're down here.
Yes.
Oh,
yes,
I didn't
you
know
my
you
vibe.
Were down. Oh, I thought you were in New York.
Yeah, well, I'm down here and I'm going off to Santa Fe in next couple of days, but yeah, and I'll be back in the area. Yeah, there's a little bit too much snow up there for us.
Oh man.
Yeah.
I was gonna say you must be wearing your long johns.
Okay. So actually everybody else is cold here in Florida, but we're sweating.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
Well, New York is brutal.
Thanks for phoning, Michael.
Okay. Hey, good talking to you.
Thank you.
You're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of the registered mediums in Lilydale, New York. If you'd like to call in and ask a question of a mystical or spiritual or psychic nature, we'd love to hear from you. 818-739-8818. Again, that number is 818-739-8818. You can ask a question or share a story of a spiritual or mystical nature or one in spirit, a loved pet in spirit. We welcome all those questions, 818-739-8818. And if you like a text with a question, the number is 716-467-5552. And next, we actually have a question that came in by text, John. Sarah from Bonita Springs, Florida. And she wants to know if you feel that her spirit guides are calling her to go back and get her master's degree.
Okay. As I tune into her, actually, I am seeing a lot of the color yellow around her. And actually, I'm getting a feeling of a yellow energy with her. So yellow, in quantum physics, color is a manifestation of energy. Okay. So I really feel that. All right. So I really feel that I'm looking at getting the vision of a book in the future. And let's just call the book Her Life Story. And I see her soul wanting to write in the book her life story of this education. So to make a long story short, yes, I do believe you're being called to do that. Now, I get a feeling of the opportunity is now. It may not be here in a year and a half from now. So now is the time for you to do that. And we definitely wish you well. Thank you.
Okay. And next, we have a caller from New York City. She's a big fan of yours, John, and she has actually multiple questions for you. Nicole, are you here with us, your fellow psychic
yep.
medium?
Hi, you guys. I'm so glad you're back. Thanks for taking my call. John, this is going to be
you.
A really odd question, a really odd question. So I was giving a medium reading this Monday night and made a connection with the client's father, great. And normally I give readings out of my home and I always offer the client and or the consultant food or, drink, water, they're coming from work, et cetera, and they're always a little bit nervous. So just, set the stage, set the same spirit, as you said, and set the environment, obviously, for the sitter. So I offer snacks and Snapple, water, et cetera, whatever. Her father's spirit said to me, I don't need Doritos, I want a steak. And I was a little like, okay. And she laughed when I said that because he obviously ate a lot of meat. And however, moving on, so after the reading, an hour went by, and then she left, et cetera, the spirit stayed around and was really pressing for, well, I helped you out, now I want my steak, or I want some type of steak sandwich. I'm wondering if you ever had an experience like this before, and what is that about? And I didn't really understand it. It never happened to me before. So I was wondering if that happens ever and what has it happened to
no.
you?
Okay, no, but okay. This may sound unusual to you. The person who has passed on probably really likes steak. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
He missed, this may sound funny too. He missed the taste of it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I think that's also telling us wherever that spirit is on the other side of light, Some people may not understand this. They don't eat meat.
Okay.
And so.
It was pretty persistent afterwards. Like, he was like, well, okay, just get me, like, a sandwich for $5 at Subway, at steak. And I've never had that happen before. And I'm like, wait, this doesn't. And I did the closing, you know, obviously calling those of the light. And I'm like, that never, ever happened before. And I do understand there's different levels of spirit, right? And some, I was pretty shocked at this. I mean, obviously, working ones with the light, that never happened before. I mean, I understand there's other ones who are smell, whatever. This was not the case here, and I was very confused. And so you're saying that never happened to you before, and this was just a weird
situation? Things like this happen. So let me just say this. So let's say the spirit that passed on loved beer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, the person you're reading for, I would say, oh, my God, you know, I just feel like it's funny. I feel like having a beer. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so what happens is that people on the other side of life try to inspire us, but they could feed off of us. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
I want to tell you a story. It's a little bit off the wall, but it's a true story. It's kind of related. Deepak Chopra tells this story. There was a man, basically, who was a vegetarian. And he went into the hospital, and he had a heart transplant. And all of a sudden, after about a week, when he started to get better, he started to crave meat and meat and meat and meat. And he found out that the person's heart that he got, who passed on, the person's heart that he got, basically loved meat, and he never ate meat before in his life. Okay, so somehow there's a signature of energy. Okay, now that may be a little bit different than what you talked about, but again,
I had no desire
on the other
to eat meat or a steak or anything. I knew because I can know how to separate my energy from energy of spirit. Obviously, you know, that's why you set the stage, do your protection, you do your meditation, you do your grounding before. I was like, this was not me, and he would not leave it. And I,
I understand. I understand that possibility. Yeah. So that was the spirit who passed on, who obviously loved who loved steak. It may sound funny, but it's true.
Do you entertain that, or like what do you recommend
if that happens
in the future?
You know, if that happened to me, I'm obviously not going to go off and get a steak because I don't eat red meat. But I would just acknowledge, I would understand that the person basically that the reason why you got the desire wasn't your desire. It was the spirit's desire, okay? So
it wasn't my desire. Wasn't my desire at all. I mean, not even for it. I mean, the spirit was actually pressing for me to go get them a piece of steak or meat or a Philly cheese sandwich or something. Like, not leaving until I did.
Okay. Well,
I've never had that happen. And
well, that's the spirit. Now I understand that. Okay. Now, to make it even push it even a little bit further, so let's say if a person passes on and has an addiction for certain drugs, okay?
Mm-hmm.
They don't lose that desire just because they pass on. They still have the addiction, okay? And and you may sense that addiction. You may sense that they had that addiction. But let's say just an example. Let's say if you were a person who took a certain type of drug, and the spirit would know that you took that drug, so that spirit would try to encourage you to go get that drug and take it, so that the spirit can live off, could get that sensation from you. So that's why it says that people who
I understand that. Yes, that's in terms of attachments, and I understand a lot. This wasn't the case. This was like, no, go get it for me. Not for like myself to eat, not for Nicole to eat, for the spirit to eat. Like, it was like, go get it for me.
The spirit can't eat it, but the spirit can get the sensation from you. If you eat it, the spirit can get the sensation from you.
So don't engage and don't, exactly.
Yeah.
I mean, but it was vocal, it wasn't a sensation, or it wasn't the spirit giving me a craving for it. No, it was like, no, get this for me. I want this. It was just very odd. Very odd.
Okay. We got to go along. Thank you very much for calling us tonight.
All right.
Hope to hear from you soon.
Sir.
Back on the air.
God bless,
honey.
All right.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
And thank you, Nicole from New York City. Next, we have a question that came in by text message from Eric in Sarasota, Florida. And he wants to know, John, he said he's been very focused on work lately, and it's not the work that is his calling or his passion, but he feels for practical reasons he needs to do it. And he's just wondering if his spirit guides have any messages or guidance for him around that.
Okay. So again, in a nutshell, tell me one more time.
Eric from Sarasota, Florida, says he's been very focused on work lately, but it's not the work of his calling, and he wants to know if his spirit guides have any messages for him about that, if he's too focused on it, if he needs more balance.
Okay, let me tune into Eric. Okay. Okay, well, this is my interpretation, Eric. I do get a feeling, you know, there's an old saying that we all need balance, a little bit of balance in our life, okay? And I get a feeling that, I don't know if you go to the gym or not, but right now, all of a sudden, I find myself thinking of the gym with you, like going and working out. Now, what I do see, though, for you is I'm in your future, I believe. I see you in a classroom, and I see you standing up and speaking in front of people. And I get a feeling of you may be a little bit shy to do that, but I really feel as though as time goes on, that will be one of the gifts that you get to do. Okay. Now, you didn't ask for this, but there is a grandfather, I feel, who would have had a hard time walking, perhaps had a heart condition before he passed on, that's also very close to you. And I get a feeling that he really feels as though that you have a lot to offer and that you will do extremely well in life, but just be a little bit more patient. Okay, thank you for calling us.
Thank you. And next we have a caller from California, Miranda. Miranda has several questions for you. Can tune in for her and see if she's going to be making any forward movement in several areas of her life. And Miranda, are you here with us?
I'm here. Thank you so much for taking my call. Yes. Hi, Reverend John. So,
hi.
It just seems like I'm in limbo, and one area is definitely spirituality. I've been trying to connect with my guides and angels for many years now, and I don't seem to be making progress in that area. And then my second area of concern was relocating, you know, selling my home and purchasing another, and it would be out of state, and very excited about that, but I don't have the funds at this point, and I would need to sell my current home in order to move, and I've been advised not to list my home at this point until the spring, so I guess things are just stalled, and I'm just looking for your insight and guidance and whatever you pick up, if any of my ancestors are chiming in, that would be nice.
Okay, so as you're talking to me, I've been watching you do inspirational writing. Do you keep a journal? Okay, well, I saw you writing. Now, if you're not doing that, if somebody else says, listen, if somebody else gives you a journal who's never heard this conversation between you and me, then obviously there's some synchronicity here, okay? And this is specifically has to do with you getting in touch with your spirit guides, okay? So I get a feeling of by journaling and making a habit, if possible, around the same time every day to journal, I get a feeling that if you look back as time goes on and what you've written, you'd be surprised. You'd be surprised because what I'm getting – another way of putting it, write your questions out and write about your questions in life. And I get a feeling that most of those, and I'm serious, and most of those questions actually will be answered as time goes on. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, as far as the move is concerned, I do believe that it's an economical, for economical reasons, it's better that you do not list your place before the springtime. Now, do you have any idea where you would like to move to?
Yes, I do. I'd like to move to the East Coast. I'm currently in the, on the West Coast.
Oh, you'd like to move here?
No, I'm currently on the West Coast. Yeah. Oh, yes, to where you are, to the East, yes.
Yes,
yes, that's right.
Okay.
Like
okay.
Probably New York or New Jersey, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay, let me go there. Well, there's a type of astrology. It's called astrocartography, and I do get a feeling that says that you actually would like it. You would do very well. Okay.
Mm-hmm. That's my sense.
Yeah. Yeah, specifically in your spiritual quest. Now, astrocartography says that you know we all. That you would, we all are involved in different fields of endeavors, but in your economics and also in your spiritual quest, I do feel as though you would do a lot better there. Okay? And I don't know any logical reason why I'm telling you this, but I just seem to get that very strong impression. But I really feel as though, again, now if somebody else talks about you journaling in the next little while who's never heard this little conversation between you and me, I really do believe that you should look a little bit more serious at it, because I believe that your guides want to try to inspire you through writing, okay?
Mm. So just to clarify, you're saying you do see me doing better on the West Coast or the East Coast? I didn't quite understand.
On the East Coast. On the East Coast.
Oh, good.
Yeah,
okay,
on
good.
The East Coast.
'Cause that's definitely where I want to be for various reasons. So wonderful. So, yeah, I'll start journaling. And, I mean, I just make rough notes for the day and, you know, look back.
Yeah.
But,
just put all your rough notes in the same place.
Okay. I'll do
Thanks
that.
For calling me. Thank you.
Thank
honey.
You.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. Bye-bye. Okay, so we're going to go on a little bit of a break right now. Thank you. And you're listening to Journeys of the Light, and this is the Lilydale Blog Talk Radio.
And this song is one of our favorites to play on the show. It's called The Journey Within by Robin Dawn Bennett. She was a lovely member of our community until she passed into the other side. The Journey Within by Robin Dawn Bennett. And that was Robin Dawn Bennett, a Lilydale resident, a beloved member of the community. If you're a fan of that song and you'd like to download it, it's available on iTunes, The Journey Within by Robin Dawn Bennett. And speaking of Lilydale, even though John and myself and a number of the other mediums escaped to the warmer climate during these months, there's a lot of Lilydale mediums who are still in Western New York braving it out. And a lot of services and classes are still available. On Sundays, there are three church services. At 10:30 in the morning, there is the Church of Living Spirit, which is in the Healing Temple at Lilydale. and at the same time on the other side of Lilydale. Oh, I'm sorry, that was the Assembly Hall. The Church of the Living Spirit is held in the Assembly Hall, and the National Church is held in the Healing Temple at the same time. And then at 6:30 p.m., so on Sunday, the Fellowship of the Spirit, which is right outside the gate on the water with the purple awning, they also have a church service. And each church service has a healing segment, an inspirational message, as well as messages from Spirit. And the public is welcome. You don't have to be a member of one of these churches to come and check it out or participate. These churches are very welcoming and would love to have you. If you'd like more information, you can go lilydaleassembly.org. There are also classes and workshops during the year. Every Friday, 7 p.m., unless there's a major snowstorm, Judith Rochester, one of the longtime mediums at Lilydale, teaches a development class that's very popular for both beginners and experienced mediums. You can also find information about that on the Lilydale website. And, of course, there are other events such as drumming and mediumship development with Greg Keene on Wednesday evenings at the Fellowship of the Spirit. So all this information you can find online. I believe there's yoga Saturday mornings and Qigong, but all those things, just check out online. And the Lilydale community would be very happy to have you. You're listening to Journeys of the Light with Reverend John White, one of the registered mediums in Lilydale, New York. If you'd like to call in, the number is 818-739-8818. And John, we actually have a question that came in for you by text. Kind of a cool question. This is from Jan in Sarasota. She says, I've seen a lot of YouTube videos showing photos with time travelers. Is this really possible?
Time travelers. Well, you know, Tom, sometimes spiritual reality is stranger than fiction. I believe it's possible. Okay. Now, I don't believe you just time travel because you feel like doing it. There's got to be a purpose and a reason for you to do that. But again, Einstein was working on a paper that had to do with parallel universes, okay? And here's quantum physics interpretation of time. It may sound a little unusual. It said, well, first of all, when you get away from this Earth and you start traveling into space, for instance, some of the stars that you're seeing in the sky no longer physically exist. But it took that long for the light to receive here. And then here's another very unusual statement in quantum physics, is that the purpose of time is so that everything doesn't happen at the same time. So a quantum physicist would say everything is happening at the same time, including all your past lives and your future lives. And so what happens is that this gets a little bit beyond rational understanding, and that's why we say that sometimes the a spiritual reality is stranger than fiction. So yes, I do believe that is a possibility. Now, as far as a person building one of those gadgets, I don't know about that. Okay. But you know, in the universe, in the galaxies, there are beings that are much more evolved than us here on Earth. And actually, these beings and these living in other galaxies are actually our future ancestors. And perhaps some of those do things like that. Okay? Now, here's another way of putting it also. You know, when we pass on, I do believe that we can live in a reality on the other side of life that we like to live in. So if you want to live in a place that is very much like it was in the 18th century, then of course you can do that. So this whole thing about time is very, very interesting. And you know, when you go into deep states like in yoga, when you go into different samadhi states of consciousness, time stops, and you get to be in the present. Okay, and that's where all the yogis basically go when you're in this deep state of consciousness, and they can play with what you may call natural law. Okay, So I hope that in a way answers part of your question. But yes, spiritual reality is stranger than fiction, and everything is possible with God. Okay. So welcome, Journeys of the Light. And for those who may be listening in England, Australia, and Canada, and throughout America, we'd like to invite you to Lilydale and to be with us.
Okay. Next, we have a caller from Buffalo, New York, and she wanted some clarification. She has a sister who passed on. She was very close to this past November, I believe, and they actually lived in the same house, and now that the sister is gone, she's feeling like maybe she needs to leave the house, and she's asking if you have any spiritual guidance on that. Ellie, are you there with us?
Yes.
Hi, Ellie. How are you today?
Okay.
Okay.
Hi, John.
Hi. Okay. Now, why don't you tell me a little bit about your sister?
My sister lived below me for the last 15 years, and I lived in the upper, and she lived in the lower. And since she's passed, I've been feeling like... And I've been feeling really like, yeah, I've been feeling like really like out of place and lost.
Okay. Well, you know, listen to your own soul, you know? Okay, I got that. Did your sister have a cancerous condition?
Yeah, she did.
Okay. You know, your sister is telling me that she is very happy, by the way, now. Okay, that she is at peace. Okay?
Okay.
Now, this is only my interpretation, what I'm going to tell you. I get a feeling your sister is saying that you should move. You should move on with your life. Okay?
Yes. I've been looking for apartments. And I was just wondering, like, when am I going to be able to move out of this house?
Okay. Well, you know, when we're in our intuitive mind, sometimes you could travel in time. I saw baby birds beginning to sing. And so that's around the end of March. So the early springtime. Okay? So it's like a new beginning, like a brand new beginning. Now, you do know you're not going to be able to take all that stuff with you, right?
I do know that. It's just that, like, I just need, like, something to move on to because I feel like I'm just, like, lost in this house.
Right. Okay. So we could also ask, now, there seems to be sometimes I can't tell the difference between a grandfather and a father. Did you have a father who's passed on, honey?
Yes, my father has passed on, but I didn't know him.
Okay. We were close. Sometimes I don't know how to tell the difference between a grandfather and a father. There's a man here. Do you close to a grandfather?
I didn't know him either.
Well, there's a man.
But they both passed. They both passed.
I would say it's your father then. Okay. I get a feeling... that even though you may not have gotten too close to him or know him, you know, they know us. They know you. And, you know, I get a feeling that they would like you to write a letter, okay? And write in the letter, what type of place would you like to move into? What type of place would you like to move into? Okay? So this has to do with you having the ability to manifest a great opportunity, a really good environment for you to move into. Like, do you want to move, you know, close to a park? Do you want to be able to go for walks? Do you want to go for a gym? You know, so why don't you write out what type of environment you'd like to move into, okay? And then I do believe that the angels and different members of your family basically can help you to manifest that. Okay, we have to go.
Okay.
Thank you very much for calling us, honey. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.
And our final caller of the evening is Virginia, the lovely Virginia from up in the Buffalo area. And John, hi, Virginia.
Hi.
John, Virginia has a question for you about something mysterious that happened during her morning devotion. Virginia, why don't you just explain that to him real quick?
Go ahead.
Okay. Thank you, John, for this time. A couple years ago, you showed me how to do those Kundalini breathing exercises. So I've been doing them, and they're wonderful. But a couple weeks ago, I was doing them. And then after I do them, I like to connect with, you know, God, and then I like to send out healing. But when I went up into the other realms, I broke out in a profuse hot sweat. My whole body was warm. I mean, literally, I could feel the temperature rising, and I was sweating. And I just wrote it out, but I don't know what it was about. And I was hoping maybe you could give me some insight on what that might have been. And
okay,
it lasted for about 15 minutes.
Now, it's got to be either two things. Either
okay.
Do you have high blood – well, let's look at something logical first. Do you have high blood pressure?
Okay. No,
do you
sir.
Have high blood pressure?
No.
Okay. Then
no.
When you're waking up – when you're doing the Kundalini energy, it can get very hot. You could actually change
oh.
the temperature. You can actually change the. It can actually change the chemistry in your body. It gets very hot, so that's why they call it Shakti energy. It's like fire. Okay, so
oh.
I believe that's what you experienced. Now you're
okay.
not going to experience that all the time, but if you do those type of breathing exercises. Just like I have been doing them over the many, many years. There'll be times where you'll have very amazing experiences that you can't always understand. But I do believe it was a Kundalini experience. Okay?
Oh, wonderful. Thank you so much for letting me know. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, honey. Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Okay, you've been listening to Journeys of the Light. From Lilydale, New York. We hope that you tune in to next week. And on behalf of Joyce and myself, we'd like to send blessings and healing to you. And so surround yourself in a beautiful white light, okay? And realize that, remember the saying that it's possible for you to be lonely, but it's impossible for you to be alone. If you knew who walked beside you at all times, it would literally blow your mind. Okay. Be at peace. Be at peace. Okay. Thank you very much. God bless.